Opening bell on Wall Street, the Dow was up 461 points yesterday, but we are down about 300 points so far this morning. I'm Bob Clark. It's now time for our stock update with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, yesterday, of course, as we just mentioned, stocks rallied with the indexes up over 1% each. The Dow finished up 416 points. S&P ended up 1.2%, erasing its losses for the year. The NASDAQ is now at an all-time high. Wall Street optimistic about Friday's better, much better than expected jobs report. So are we in a bear market or are we heading back to the bulls?
Well, today it seems like a kind of a bear, huh? We're taking a little bit of a breather with the market pulling back in. But since February, the narrative's been fear, Bob. Fear of depression, fear of a second COVID wave. Again, this month we're seeing fear and violence in the streets of our country. Again, don't forget about fear of what's going to happen in November's election. But the markets show that we're on the cusp of a reawakening of the economy.
So if we are over the peak of fear, what's next for the stock market?
Peak joy. I guess we saw that yesterday, right? We saw that on Friday. Wall Street was celebrating and they discovered what Main Street already knew. Again, staying in place policies and closing small businesses by our government leaders and shuttering business has negative repercussions on our economy. Let's hope Main Street can regroup and we get doors fully open.
But didn't we have to shut things down to flatten the curve? I mean, the data shows New Mexico has been successful in doing that. And we're still closed.
Yes, we're still
many parts.
But
yeah.
We're trying to get open, Bob.
Yeah.
Hats off to our healthcare professionals, our essential workers for keeping us all safe. But, Bob, it's time to put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
And by Humpty, you mean, of course, the economy.
Yes, not that rapper, not that Humpty.
Yeah.
Yes, so we're doing that. Again, as peak fear is turning into peak joy, many of our wise listeners out there, KKOB land, are seeing the stock market as a leading indicator. Of course, the market sees the light at the end of the tunnel way before the mainstream media announces that the recession's over. We look back at this self-inflicted mini-depression, and this has been one of the biggest policy blunders since the Civil War.
Well, now that we are moving closer to new highs, what are our listeners do? What should they do?
Yes, our wise listeners, right, Bob? Our KKOB wise listeners.
Yes.
See the opportunities like Bob Clark, you know, buy an airline ticket, right?
Yeah.
Rethink your financial plan. Ask the questions of what will happen in this new COVID world. What will be the next innovation? Will they come up with a vaccine? How do you profit from this positive outcome that we're seeing with the unemployment numbers? Again, but hedge your bets that there could be a second wave of COVID. Again, here's a step-by-step strategy that listeners can implement right now. Number one, Bob, stay diversified, not diversified. Think about this post-COVID world that we're in. Healthcare, technology, energy, domestic airlines, right? You're buying those new airline tickets. So outdoor activities like camping, running, golf, again, all those will continue to be good. And then, of course, Washington's going to continue to print money, so don't forget to have precious metals in your portfolio. Again, you want to think about what to avoid in underweight. Long-term bonds are now trading at a premium. Commercial real estate, especially malls, specialty realtors, real estate, and retailers will suffer from this COVID. We've seen an acceleration move to online shopping. And, Bob, you got to be careful of those bankruptcies and foreclosures. Try to avoid those risky investments. Number three, understand these markets will be volatile until the election. So you want to tiptoe if you're not already invested through a diversified portfolio, of course, which includes precious metals. Stay fully invested. A lot of investors pulled out and saw that you missed those best days when you're out of the market, and that really affects your portfolio returns. Again, you want to stay in this areas that benefit your portfolio in this brave new world. And, Bob, lastly, you'll want to have a trusted guide in this investing world, an advisor who sees these markets before and looks ahead to the next crisis and prepares you for these uncertain times ahead.
All right, Pavlos, how can our listeners reach you and your team this week?
You can reach us here locally, 828-4068, or if you want to set up an appointment with us, just go online to myfinancialsense.com. You can set up an appointment with us online. And lastly, I mentioned Securities Investor and Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Protection Corporation. Bob, George Floyd, God rest his soul today, and God bless our country.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Pavlos.